Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Description Service at this production of The Outsiders at the Jacobs Theater. The book was written by Adam Rapp with Justin Levine, based on the novel by S.E. Hinton and the film by Francis Ford Coppola. The music and lyrics are by Jamestown Revival, Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance, and Justin Levine. The show is directed by Danya Tamor. Theater Description. The Jacobs Theater was built in 1927 and seats just under 1,100 people. There is a bar at the back of the orchestra next to the accessibility cabinet. Restrooms are located one level down from the orchestra, where you will find an additional bar, coat room, and a merchandise counter. The accessible bathroom is on the orchestra level. Synopsis. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1967, Ponyboy Curtis, his best friend Johnny Cade, and their greaser family of outsiders battle with their affluent rivals, the Socias. This new Broadway musical navigates the complexities of self-discovery as the greasers dream about who they want to become in a world that may never accept them. The Outsiders is a story of friendship, family, belonging, and the realization that there is still lots of good in the world. Set description. The entire back wall functions as a screen on which images and occasionally bits of film are projected. Right now, the back wall is filled with an image of a group of charcoal figures that loosely resemble bodies reaching upward. It looks as if they are in motion, their bodies bending slightly at the waist and propelling forward. Behind the figures are what look like the colors of a sunset, rich rust red and yellow with a bit of blue along the top. Above the figures is the title of the show, The Outsiders. Against the back wall is a tall scaffold, about three stories high. Large portions of it are covered with wooden planks. A platform crosses the entire thing about halfway up. A few feet higher, along the top, is another smaller platform that sits under a round window. The window is made of stained glass. The design is a sunburst in shades of pale yellow. The glass is not completely intact. Some of the panes are broken. On the far left is an old set of monkey bars. Next to these, slightly closer to the audience, is a large tractor tire. This tire is meant to represent a fountain in Pershing Park. The tire is filled with water, but also has a circular wooden covering that is used and removed when the scene requires. Throughout the show, it will be referred to as a fountain, but keep in mind it is actually a large tire. On the right side of the stage is an old junker car and some cinder blocks. Along the back are a number of old tires, and leaning against the back wall are several wooden planks. The floor is covered with what appears to be black gravel. In actuality, it is tiny rubber pellets, but it has the appearance of gravel or dirt. When the actors dance and fight, they frequently kick up bits of the pellets, sending them flying across the stage. On the edges of both sides of the stage are small tufts of neglected-looking grass. On the left, there is also a rusted metal crate near the monkey bars. To create the Curtis home, a dilapidated card table and a few chairs, covered in an orange and green vinyl floral pattern, will be set up in the center. The old junker car on the right will become part of the home, mostly functioning as a bed when it is draped with a blanket and two pillows. Carpet laid on the ground in front of the car and a small battered television set will create the living room. To create other locations in the show, sometimes bits of furniture are brought in, but whatever is already on the stage is most frequently used. The planks that lean against the back wall are used several times. Set on top of car tires, they become benches at a drive-in movie theater. Another time, they become a hospital bed. When the actors hold them vertically, they become doors to a church, and when placed over rolling tires, they are the moving cars of a train. Because of the way the show is staged, the locations are very fluid. One minute you are in the Curtis home, but once the chairs and kitchen table are moved out, benches created with the planks and tires create the drive-in. There are no hard and fast boundaries. The same occurs with characters and the scenes. Sometimes characters will be in two different places, yet sharing the same space. Character descriptions. The kids in The Outsiders are divided into two distinct social groups, the greasers and the Socias. The greasers wear jeans, frequently ripped at the knees, high top sneakers or heavy work boots, and t-shirts. One young greaser woman wears denim shorts that come to her knees with midriff-bearing tank tops. The Soch boys all dress similarly in light chinos, short-sleeve button-down shirts in brighter colors, sometimes striped, often in madras prints. Almost all of the boys wear letterman jackets, green with tan leather sleeves. The girls wear short dresses and skirts in muted tones of pink, green, and blue. Ponyboy Curtis is 14 years old. He wears blue jeans ripped at the knees, a worn white t-shirt with red trim on the sleeves and neck, and a pair of black high-top Converse sneakers. Sometimes he wears a denim jacket. Ponyboy functions as a narrator throughout the show. He begins the show by speaking to the audience and throughout addresses us. He is the only character that does this. Daryl Curtis, at about 19, is the eldest Curtis brother. He wears a pair of tan work trousers with a white t-shirt under a muted green plaid shirt and heavy work boots. Soda Pop Curtis, the middle brother, is about 17 years old. He wears faded jeans and a tank top under an open blue work shirt. A small patch on the chest bears his name. Johnny Cade, 16 years old, is Ponyboy's best friend. He wears jeans and a striped t-shirt under a denim vest. A white rag hangs from one of his back pockets. Two-Bit is a greaser, about 16 years old. He wears overalls over a white tank top, one side always unhooked. Dallas Winston, or Dally as he is called, is in his early 20s. He wears jeans, cuffed over heavy black boots, a white t-shirt, and a dark brown leather jacket. A thick chain attached to his belt hangs over one hip. Cherry Valance, a popular Soch girl, wears a pink and white gingham dress that falls to mid-thigh, a pale pink cardigan over top with white knee socks and low-heeled white shoes. A pink headband holds her hair off her face. The Outsiders is 2 hours and 25 minutes long with one intermission. A few minutes before the show begins, one of the actors will take a seat on the tire on stage. He sits there while the audience is still being seated and writes in a notebook with his back to us. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the show. If you are using a device and have any difficulty, please return to the representative at the back of the orchestra section. Thank you, and enjoy The Outsiders.